Welcome, everybody, to Inspiration in 10, where we share inspirational stories, articles, and Torah thoughts in memory of and Le'ila Nishmat, my father, Rav Gershom and Rav Benzion. This week in South Surrey, Shabbat begins at 8:48. Many years ago, before there was lots of the medical breakthrough that there is today, a couple gave birth to a baby boy and were given the very grim diagnosis that their child had severe cerebral palsy. This child will never be able to walk or talk, run or play, and he will never be able to take care of himself. Basically, he will be a vegetable. The parents were not ready to accept this diagnosis, so they went from one specialist to another all over the country and heard the same diagnosis over and over. Until one day, they had scheduled an appointment with a doctor who was their last hope. And he uttered those familiar words. This child will never be able to walk or talk, run or play, never be able to take care of himself, if you buy into that thinking. And he then outlined a very rigorous program that this child would have to be subjected to in order to get the muscles working. There's a lot more to the story, which actually had a very positive ending. But I want to describe the parents' reaction when they finally got the last diagnosis. The floodgate of tears opened up. The parents sat and wept in the doctor's office. Crying now when they finally got some good news? Yes. Although the parents heard that there would be very hard work ahead, they finally had hope. And the deep hope melted the heavy pain in their hearts to faucets of tears. As we head towards Tisha B'Av, this Motzei Shabbat and Sunday, which is pushed off actually from Shabbat, which is actually the ninth of Av, there's an atmosphere of mourning for the destruction of the two temples, the Batei HaMikdash, and for our days of glory. We sit on the floor. We even have dim lights in the synagogue. We stay away from the celebratory and joyous behavior. We don't even greet each other. But what's the crying for 3,000 years? As they say today, what was. There's that famous story of Napoleon who went out to see what was going on amongst his people. And he noticed that there were no Jews in the market. And he inquired, where are the Jews today? Ah, the Jews, they're in the synagogue today. So Napoleon made his way to the synagogue and saw a very unusual scene. He saw the lights were dim, the usual glorious curtains weren't hanging on the ark, and the people were sitting on the floor. What's going on here, he asked. Who died? Oh no, they said. We're not mourning for a particular person. Our great temple was destroyed. What? Where? Outrageous. Why didn't I hear about it? Here in France? No, they replied. In Israel. Ah, so you had someone bring you the news? Well, no, not recently. Our temples were destroyed more than 2,500 years ago. And you're still mourning, he asked. Napoleon later remarked to his people, a people like that who mourned for over 2,500 years for a temple and an era will merit to see it rebuilt. They have true hope. A few years ago, there was a young man in Brooklyn who had a stroke. Lots of prayers were recited on his behalf, but there was still lots of improvement needed. One day, this young man started to scream. He was in agony in his left arm. His screams were indicative that the pain was unbearable. The tears were flowing. His friends who were around him were pitying him and making empathetic sighs like, "Oi." Oi, don't pity me, he said. Don't you realize that this pain is great news? I couldn't feel my left arm until now, but I currently feel strong pains. I have feeling in my arm. There's hope. And indeed, the doctor confirmed that, yes, there is hope. Eventually, with therapy, the young man gained full use of his arm and his hand. Tisha B'Av is not a day for morose crying. Tisha B'Av is a day where we mourn with hope. We cry because, yes, it still hurts, but we know that we will regain that relationship with God and the Beit HaMikdash will soon be rebuilt. Many of you may be familiar with the story of Rabbi Akiva and his friends who were walking near the ruins of the Holy Temple when they noticed Foxen running around. The other rabbis were crying bitterly, but Rabbi Akiva laughed. When Rabbi Akiva asked them, "Why are you crying?" they answered, "And how can we not cry when we see the temple in ruins, the Holy of Holies, with Foxen running around? Akiva, why do you laugh?" Rabbi Akiva's abbreviated answer was, "When I see the Foxen running around on the holiest site of the world, I see a fulfillment of prophecies. Even the crying is the fulfillment of prophecies. But the same prophecies are filled with hope. Those same prophecies tell us that old men and old women shall yet sit in the streets of Yerushalayim." That's the end of the abbreviated words of Rabbi Akiva. But the fulfillment of the prophecies are painful, yes. But pain means there is yet hope. It means we're inconsolable because there is pain and the arm will still work. The pain of working the muscles of the child with cerebral palsy, who we mentioned, is pain that brings achievement. This Shabbat, we read Parshat Dvarim. Dvarim means words. These are the words that Moshe told the Jewish people. But the same word, Dvarim, you can also read Dvorim. Bees. Bees are an insect that causes both pain and sweetness. A bee sting can really hurt, and yet a bee produces the sweetest, most delicious nectar, honey. In our own microcosms and in our experience as Jews, often the sting and its pain is a sign that sweetness is very close by. If we constantly remind ourselves that pain is a sign of hope and life, the bee sting is much easier to bear because we know that the honey is close by. May we merit this Shabbat, Shabbat Chazon. It's also called Shabbat Chazon, the Shabbat of vision, as we've previously mentioned in the name of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev. May we merit to see and experience the true sweetness without the sting, to finally have that ultimate relationship with God in our rebuilt Jerusalem with the third Beit HaMikdash, when mourning will be abolished forever and we will experience a joy that has truly no bounds. Please remember, my friends, a little light dispels a lot of darkness. Thank you for helping me elevate the airwaves. Le'iloi Nishmat, my father, Rav Gershom ben Arav ben Zion.
Congratulations to me on episode 100 in memory of your father.
Thank you. Thank you very much.